from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Stop me if you've heard this before. We got really stupid comments from former NFL general manager Mike Tannenbaum about the Steelers. He does not like the Steelers. And I hate when fans say stuff like that. You watch a game and the commentators are talking about what they see. Oh, God, Tony Romo hates the Steelers. No, your team's losing, and he's saying that the team is losing, and he's saying things are bad. He doesn't hate your team. I think Tannenbaum's got it out for the Steelers because year after year after year, he says dumb stuff. And we'll let you hear the latest dumb thing Mike Tannenbaum said in a couple of minutes here. But we went back and forth, me and Bill Barnwell, even though Barnwell's not here, about whether the Steelers will regress in 2024. But as I read Bill Barnwell's piece in ESPN yesterday, that was very good, one stat jumped out at me. The Steelers, the last 3 years, 28-7 when they win the turnover battle. 0-15-1 when they lost it. Found a way to win 14 out of the 24 games that Kenny Pickett played, and they've only thrown 25 touchdown passes combined the last 2 years. Guys, Russ Wilson's going to be the starting quarterback. Everyone and their mother on ESPN and nationally could say, it should be Justin Fields, got to be Justin Fields, it should be Justin Fields. It's not going to be Justin Fields. Dan Orlovsky comes out and says that. Lewis Riddick comes out and says, it should be Justin Fields. You've got Mina Kimes yesterday chiming in. It should be Justin Fields. Name an insider. Name an analyst. If they're a national personality, they're saying that this is a competition and that Justin Fields could and should be the Steelers' starting quarterback. Maybe you can make an argument that Justin Fields should be, but there is no competition. It's going to be Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, over the last 3 years, one really good year in Seattle, one horrendous year in Denver, and then last season, which is somewhere in between, which I think is more on the good side than bad, 44 games, 33 turnovers. Russ Wilson threw an interception on 1.8% of his dropbacks last year. That's a low number. Only 8 picks. He did, by the way, throw 26 touchdowns, a quarterback rating of 98. For all of his flaws, for all the people who jump into the text line, and we had many even today saying Russ is washed, he does not turn the football over. You can't say the same thing about Justin Fields. And I'm excited about Justin's talent, and I think that there's a chance he could be the Steelers' quarterback of the future. There ain't no way he's the quarterback of the present when he fumbles 2 snaps in a preseason game. Because that's who he is, that's what he's done, that's what he's always been. 41 turnovers in 41 games for Justin Fields. If you think Mike Tomlin is going to start a quarterback who turns the ball over once a game, you are out of your ever-loving mind. There's a 0% chance. Zero. If Russ is healthy, that you're going to see Justin Fields. It's not going to happen. 28-7 the last 3 years when you win the turnover battle. Oh, by the way, 0-15-1 when you lose the turnover battle. Who's more likely to lose the turnover battle? Justin Fields or Russ Wilson? You know what the answer is. It's Justin Fields. Russ Wilson will be the guy day one. Unless, of course, the Steelers up and trade him for Ryan Tannehill, because that is what Mike Tannenbaum says that the Steelers should do. Listen to this from this morning on ESPN. Mike Tannenbaum sounded like a damn fool.
Okay, but so you kind of had an interesting trade proposal in this morning's meeting.
So, RC, unfortunately for Minnesota, you know, history is repeating itself. We go back to 2016, very unfortunate injury. Teddy Bridgewater had a catastrophic injury at practice. Sam Bradford gets traded from the Eagles to the Vikings. So, to me, I think a win-win here is to trade Russell Wilson to Minnesota. I think he's a better quarterback than Sam Darnold. They certainly can battle it out. And then Ryan Tannehill's still a free agent, guys. And you go back to the 2 years that Ryan Tannehill was with Arthur Smith at Tennessee. They had an unbelievable two-year run, 18-8. They averaged 30 points per game. Let him come in and at least initially back up Justin Fields. But now you have Justin Fields, who we already said is young. You have Ryan Tannehill, who knows the system and has done a great job with Arthur Smith in the past. And maybe you pick up an extra third or fourth round pick.
Yeah, I mean, that connection, that parallel between Ryan Tannehill and Justin Fields is one, you know, I pointed out a couple different times that, look, he had the best seasons of his career with Arthur. And obviously Justin Fields is a much better athlete than what Ryan is. And that's not to take anything away from Ryan Tannehill, because he's a fantastic athlete. But I think, to me, that's what Arthur sees. Could I have the same effect on Justin Fields that I had on Ryan? Could I actually take this offense and kind of like boost it and supercharge it a little bit in terms of what I did with Ryan Tannehill and get even more production? See, that just makes sense to me.
That sound you heard there at the very beginning was Lewis Riddick trying to stick up for his teammate there, trying to keep Mike Tannenbaum afloat, because that is one of the dumbest things, no offense, this isn't personal, that I've ever heard. Are you kidding me? Trade Russ Wilson for Ryan Tannehill. The whole argument falls apart at the very beginning of the answer from Mike Tannenbaum, doesn't it? Well, Russ is better than Sam Darnold, so you trade Russ to Minnesota, so Russ could then be the starting quarterback, and you get back Ryan Tannehill. Wait a second here. So Russ is better than the guy who beat out Tannehill? You want Tannehill. Russ Wilson better than Darnold. Darnold to the Vikings, clearly better than Tannehill, and you want to trade Russell Wilson for Tannehill. What are we doing here? Look, I thought during this offseason that Ryan Tannehill as a backup option for the Steelers makes a ton of sense. He would still make sense as a backup option because he does know the offense and he did have a lot of success in the offense. But people say Russ is washed. Ryan Tannehill last year, 4 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. He had a touchdown percentage of 1.7. That's basically the same percentage as Russell Wilson's interception percentage. So 1.8% of the dropbacks, Russ is throwing a pick. 1.7% of the dropbacks, Ryan Tannehill's throwing a touchdown. More interceptions than touchdowns doesn't exactly scream we're going to win the turnover battle, which is what we just talked about this segment. One of the most cockamamie, ridiculous, stupid, August football sports things I've ever heard uttered on ESPN. And that guy, Mike Tannenbaum, should absolutely be ashamed of himself for throwing something that stupid out there. And in fact, he is the biggest loser. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation today at awaken180weightloss.com. Well, you know, Russ is better than Darnold, so why not trade Russ for the guy who couldn't beat out Darnold? That is really, really dumb.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.